ABC Radio Australia.
The president of the Papua New Guinea Rugby Union, Paul Siwi, says he is prepared to resign if it means ending the impasse with Oceania Rugby, which has dragged on for more than a year. PNG remains suspended from the regional body amid accusations of compliance failures, and as a result, its teams have been barred from international competition since last December. Last September. Mr. Siwi says he doesn't know why the union's suspension has been extended for a second time, but he believes he has become a personal target for Oceania Rugby. As a result, he says he's ready to stand down within weeks if that means defusing the situation and saving rugby union in PNG from falling even further behind rugby league.
The first time they gave us an ultimatum to have an AGM. So we complied and we had an AGM. 3 months after we had an AGM, they wanted us to have another AGM. So it seems that they have been dictated by some factions here in PNG. So I didn't want to comply with the second direction because it's just administratively not right.
What about the situation regarding audited accounts, which I think was one of the other things they were looking for from you? Have those accounts been delivered?
We had 2 more years of audit to be done. We are working on it, but I'm not keen on doing this because the game is important. The people who play the game are important. I should let it go and, you know, I resign and maybe somebody of their choice comes in and be in charge of rugby and it'll move again. If people don't appreciate what I do, then there's no point in me being around.
So do you see what's happened, and this has dragged on for over a year now, as something personal? Do you feel that it's personally motivated against you?
Yeah, I think it's something personal against me, so I should let it go. I should not hold on to the job. It's not a private business.
You have raised this prospect before, though, I think, of standing down.
Yes, I did, and I think I raised it with somebody from World Rugby who's talking to us right now. Hopefully, he will hear some news that I have resigned from the job, and we'll have the board reconvene and then appoint a new president.
But this whole situation seems to have been shrouded in mystery from the beginning. There doesn't seem to be any clarity as to exactly what it is you as a union may have done wrong, or exactly what it is Oceania Rugby wants you to put right.
I think we have factions of people who have been in rugby before. They don't want to move on. They still influence Oceania Rugby, so Oceania Rugby is taking this stance against PNG Rugby, so that's okay. We just need to let it go and move on. Turn all everybody to ransom on this.
At the time that the ban was first introduced, you suggested that the PNG Rugby Union had been sabotaged by the president of one of your member organisations, and you also said there was a police investigation. Now, did that police investigation ever come to anything?
In PNG, things just don't work out right, so it's one of those things.
So I take it, therefore, the police didn't find anything, or did they just not pursue the investigation in the end?
The investigation didn't go forward.
Do you believe that you, as president of the union, have done anything wrong?
No, I've not done anything wrong. It's all there in the books.
So as far as you're concerned, the answers that Oceania Rugby have been seeking for over a year now are all there for them. For whatever reason, the connection just hasn't been made yet.
It's all there for them. I'm pretty sure that after I resign, they will lift the suspension. The suspension is just for me. It's never the organisation. It's personal.
So after all this, and a ban which has been in force for over a year now and likely to be in force for at least a little while longer, what has been the impact on the sport of rugby union in Papua New Guinea? Because, of course, you can't compete internationally, which is a big blow, but is it affecting the domestic game too?
Of course. You know, the domestic game, there needs to be some all of activity. We're running a game inside Papua New Guinea, which is predominantly rugby league. So we have a lot of work to do. But when we don't do what we're supposed to do, rugby league picks up the best from our side, and they're playing in the rugby league teams. What can we say? We are placed in a very challenging situation and we have to run the game.
And, of course, during the period where this ban has been in force, famously, the NRL franchise has been awarded to PNG. They will have a side in the NRL from 2028. So the gulf between your code and the league code has got a lot wider in the last 12 months.
That's what Ocean Rugby didn't realise. To challenge rugby league in PNG, it's difficult. When you're getting all the money and all the support and we're supposed to progress, the fight is killing the sport here in this country.
Are you genuinely concerned that a national PNG side might not take to the field again?
PNG side must take the field again because rugby is a big sport. It's bigger than any of us. And it's a good sport for PNG. We have talent, pool of talent here that we need to exploit. This personal interest and personal attachment to the game is costing us the sport.
So just to reiterate, your intention is to step away from the PNG Rugby Union altogether quite soon by the sound of it, and then allow someone else to step into the breach and hopefully revive the sport. Is that the plan?
Yes, yes. And when that happens, what I would like to see happen is that there must be an inter-city competition, a national competition that will be like rugby league.
And that's the president of the PNG Rugby Union, Paul Siwi. And he was talking to Richard Hewitt on the line from Port Moresby. Pacific Beat has approached Oceania Rugby for a response to Paul Siwi's claims, but we are yet to receive a reply.